Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got 2 hours left, so you know to keep it locked right here. Los Angeles Lakers tonight at Boston. Obviously, Lakers-Celtics, huge rivalry, biggest rivalry in the NBA historically. And LeBron James is back. And so far, so good. Lakers off to a nice start. With LeBron and Russell Westbrook and AD and Talen Horton Tucker, Rob G's favorite player, and Avery Bradley. That was their starting lineup. And they're up 18-9 on a pretty mediocre Boston Celtics team. They got to figure out what the heck they're doing in Boston because they have too much talent to be an also-ran in the Eastern Conference. So, so far, so good for you Lakers fans out there. But, Rob, let's talk about last night's game. And the New England Patriots, and you know I picked them to make the playoffs. I picked Mac Jones to be the best rookie quarterback, you know, perform the best. I think Trevor Lawrence still has more upside. But right now, so far, both of those things are coming to pass at this point. And the Patriots have won 5 straight games. Last night, 25-0 over Atlanta. I know Atlanta's not very good. But what they've been doing, Rob, in their 5 straight wins, they've been blowing out the bad teams. And actually some pretty good teams they've been blowing out. We know they blew out Cleveland 45-7. Carolina's not horrible. They beat them 24-6. They beat the Chargers, good win. They destroyed the Jets. I know it's the Jets, but they beat them 54-13. They did what you're supposed to do against a chump. And last night, they did the same thing, spanking Atlanta. Rob, it was the Falcons' first home shutout, meaning first time they've been shut out at home since, like, the 1990s.
Watch that game, you know how many misplays they had in the red zone? It's ridiculous. I mean, that I would have fired everybody today, Chris, because that loss and the one before this, who did they play? They got annihilated. Dallas? They got annihilated. I mean, like,
the loss before, they were smashed by Dallas. Yeah, 43-3.
What is that? That team has fallen so far off the map. I don't know.
They've lost their spirit. They weren't that good to begin with, but they lost their spirit because last night, the running backs for New England, Stevenson and Harris, were running through dudes. I mean, and I like those backs. I like the running game New England has. But they made them look like freaking Earl Campbells.
It was embarrassing. It was just a terrible at some point, like if you're Arthur Blank, and I know you don't want to just be throwing people out all the time every time, but boy, last year, Chris, we watched them give away so many games. You remember in that last year? And now this year, what's gotten better? Have they gotten better?
I just don't think they're a good team.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a good team.
They're terrible. But, the Patriots.
But I do think
it's a great setup for Mac Jones with a defense, kicking game, and he's not put in a position. He's been put in a position to succeed. A lot of people thought he would have a better situation. He was drafted 15th, not in the top 5 or 6. Those guys have all gone to horrible, horrible situations. You talked about Lawrence, Wilson with the Jets, some other guys. The teams aren't that good.
Chicago, and Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for you, Chris, to play because they need you to do more. The Patriots don't need Mac Jones to do more. They need him to do what they need him to do. And it's a recipe for success when you're not asking the guy to throw the ball 45 times. Like the Jets had Wilson when he had the 4 picks against the Patriots in the first half.
Right.
Seriously, why are you throwing the ball that much, Chris? Right. Like, you can't.
Well, let me ask you this. So, a lot of people are comparing Mac Jones to Tom Brady. And look, let me qualify it. And I think you know this. You're always hesitant to compare somebody to an all-time great, a Tom Brady, a Michael Jordan, a LeBron James. Nobody's saying Mac Jones is going to win 7 Super Bowls or even 3, all right? Even 2. I mean, you know, nobody's saying he's going to be this all-time great quarterback like Brady. But they are so when they compare him to Brady, including me, because I think the comparisons are legit, nobody's saying he's going to be that great. But you're comparing him. What do you think about the comparisons that a lot of people, including myself again, are making with Mac Jones to Tom Brady, Rob?
Yeah, I'm not that comfortable with it. I think it's premature. I think Brady early on, you know, nobody expected much from Brady. Got a couple of breaks early on that changed the course of who he is and how that was able to manufacture itself. And then the second half was more about Brady than about the Patriots and their style.
You mean
and,
the
you
last
know, defense.
Three,
yeah.
The last
you know
part
what
of
I mean?
The dynasty, second
yeah.
part of the dynasty.
Right. I think, you know, the first part was not about Brady, but the second part was more about Brady. So I don't know. And then as you talk about going forward, Mac Jones and where he fits in the AFC, there's a number of young, talented quarterbacks in the AFC. I don't think it's some automatic ride that he's going to be in that mix. There's about 3 or 4 quarterbacks who will have some say, Chris, going forward, including Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, who ain't going nowhere anytime soon.
Lamar
right?
Jackson, Josh Allen,
Justin
Herbert, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, if he becomes something.
But there's 5 already, Chris, without right. even blinking. As what I'm saying is, I'm not so sure that Tom Brady faced that kind of young quarterbacks who are all around your age, who are going to be around for the next 10 years as you mature and get better. Like, there's no skating, even in his own division, right, in Buffalo.
Right. Right. So Brady certainly didn't have anything like that in his own division. We all know
right.
that.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. And Mahomes is still out there. He's the elephant in the room.
Mahomes is young.
You have to get past him. Huh?
Well, and again, nobody's saying that, yeah, right. Jones is going to just
no,
run
No, I'm just saying
the,
that the road
AFC
is
like
tougher
Brady
than Brady had at that point. And the only guy he really was in his way was Manning. Right?
Well, I think – what you said about Brady, like the first part of the dynasty not really being about Brady. First of all, I do disagree. I know he wasn't throwing for 350 yards a game and he wasn't, you know, just lighting the league on fire and all that early in his career. But it was very much, it was very a lot about the defense, obviously, a lot about Belichick and just the way they play. But Brady deserves a lot of credit, and here's why. Because I've said it before, Rob, that team was in the dumps before Brady took over. The same team, the same defense, the same coach. They were 5-11.
I don't know if
in
you
can
say it's the same defense.
It changed that much in 1 year? Well, let me make my case.
But teams do change.
Oh, yeah, they change. You got some differences, but you
okay.
still had this
right.
great defensive
change,
coach.
But teams change year to year.
Rob, the year Brady took them to the Super Bowl, they were 0-2 before he started. So they were 5-11 the first year. They didn't just revamp everything. Obviously some changes. And then they start 0-2 with a Pro Bowl quarterback in Drew Bledsoe.
Yeah, but I don't even
Brady
know who they played those
in.
Games. It's easy to look at it and go 0-2. Yeah, you can. Go ahead, but I'm just saying.
They went 11-3 under Brady in the regular season. It wasn't all schedule. Brady had something that you like to poo-poo it. Intangibles are real. And he had something that sparked
according
those guys. According to the number. Joe Montana, you say he's the GOAT.
No,
he's not
talking
in
about
the GOAT conversation because
to you.
Of it. He
I said
was,
to you,
had
that's
all the physical
you,
tools.
That's what you hang your hat
I'm not
on.
The
I don't
only
buy
one.
Into it. I don't buy into
I'm not the only one. Right, a lot of people will tell
you the conversation that me and you are having, you believe in intangibles. I think that they're something that you could always point to for people who win. I've never hear anybody say he has all the intangibles, but he can't win. It's only guys who win have intangibles.
I don't even know what that means. But anyway,
Tim Tebow has intangible. He's a winner.
But he doesn't have the physical ability. He doesn't have the physical ability.
Yeah, but you got intangible.
Rob, see, you make it all black and white, and I don't want to go here on a tangent because I want to get to the Mac Jones discussion.
Get to Mac Jones. Okay.
No, but let me finish because you interrupted. If you sit there and listen like I sit there and listen to you, we can have a conversation. But you're trying to make it all black and white. No, it's not all black and white. It's nuanced. You do need intangibles, but you obviously also need physical ability. There's like a certain standard you got to have. And Tim Tebow didn't have it at the NFL level. So that it's not that complicated. All right, but Tom Brady, to say he had nothing to do with it is ludicrous because they were a bad team before he took over, and immediately they became a good team. Now, I'm not saying he was the Tom Brady we saw with Randy Moss, but he was still had a lot to do with that run that they had. But the point I was trying to make is you saying it wasn't about Brady is more in line with Mac Jones. It's not about Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a game manager right now. But he's a smart game manager. He's a game manager with good decision making. He's a game manager who's accurate. He's a game manager who has a quick release. He's a game manager who has a good emotional makeup. All similar. And he's not like incredibly gifted physically. All of those things are similar to Tom Brady. And they're winning largely because of the defense and the run game. And then they got a quarterback that doesn't make mistakes. That's what they did with Tom Brady. And so I think the similarities are there's a lot of them. It's just like if you look at Trae Young when he first came in the league and you compared him to Steph Curry. You're not saying he's going to be as great as Steph, but the similarities are obvious. If you look at Kobe Bryant early in his career, you weren't saying he's going to win 6 rings like Michael Jordan and 2 three-peats. But the similarities, the game, the mentality, the size, it was there. And that's what I'm saying. That is legitimate. Doesn't mean they're exactly alike or Mac's going to have the success of Brady. We may never see another quarterback have the success of Brady. But the similarities are legitimate.
877-99-ON-FOX.
You know what that means? Mic drop.
No, it means
that's right. I'll be dropping mics up here.
I'm not gonna.
I'll be silent.
I can't even what you call it. I can't.
I know you can't. I know you can't. You can't respond.
Sometimes
you can't rebut.
You
got nothing to say.
You're right. I can't. My head. It's got to have logic for me to be able to fully function.
Oh my gosh! I gave you 10 straight minutes of logic.
It was. It just didn't register with me. Sorry, Chris. Good.
Well, that don't
maybe it registered with other people.
Yeah. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the comparisons between Mac Jones and Tom Brady legitimate? We want to hear your opinion on The Odd Couple next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Man, he's showing off, DJ Alex Tyson, on the Funky Flashback Friday. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, real credit card questions require real people. You know, somebody who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7 at the drop of a hat. Discover exceptionally common sense. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob and I battle about it. You heard me drop the mic on him like nobody's business. Now it's your turn to weigh in. Are the Mac Jones Tom Brady comparisons legitimate?
Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, Chris, Sergio. Rob, Ali, Rob.
Well, how are you?
What up, G?
What's up, man? Hey, Chris, I hope you and your family are well, man. It's great to see you back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Real talk.
But stop it, Chris. Stop it.
All right, bye, Sergio. Bye. Did Rob just text you? Did Rob just text you? That's why he's taking people out to lunch.
No, I didn't text Sergio.
That's why he's meeting with listeners in other cities so he can, look, when I text you, I need help. Chris is destroying me. That means call in.
Oh, Chris, I've been hearing this. Okay, before you guys even brought this topic up, Mac Jones, this and that, he's blowing up because he beat the poorly Falcons, and he had a nice little shot to Kendrick Bourne. I admit that. You know,
yeah,
it was a nice shot.
Yes.
You know, Belichick is taking the training wheels off a bit, but please, man, let him go through some adversity. Let him finish the season before we start calling him Tom Brady. Even though I get your parallel that it's like, oh, you know, he's just a game manager, just like when
right.
Brady first started, but I mean, Jimmy G was a game manager his first year starting for the Niners, and
yes.
he took him to the Super Bowl. No one's comparing him to Tom Brady, and rightfully so, right? I'm a Niner fan. I'm not going to compare Jimmy G to Tom Brady, but we got to chill out on Mac Jones, Chris.
Great point.
But hold on.
Sergio,
but, and Rob,
point.
Would you agree with this? People didn't. Look, nobody's saying Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be the next Tom Brady, just like we're not saying Mac Jones will be, you know, a seven-time Super Bowl champ. But, Rob, they did give Garoppolo love, right, in New England
and
in San
Francisco.
They didn't
mention Tom Brady. I don't remember them saying he was Tom Brady. I think he could do a little bit more than Brady, I think, right, early on.
Oh, so he was better than Brady.
No, I said a little bit more than Brady did early on. That's all. I
wouldn't
say he was better than him.
Right.
Let's go to John. Just because people don't have to agree with you, Chris, you know, it's like people have different opinions. It's okay. John in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey,
I block everybody that disagrees with me. Like,
that's
like,
all right.
Like
do what you got.
I learned that from somebody. I learned
Twitter
that for a friend.
I'll block
friend.
If I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to.
That's why they won't let you change your handle.
That's whatever. And you know what? All the people I'm blocking, I still go out to lunch with them. So it's all good. Go ahead, John. You're on the Odd Couple. What's up?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. Thanks for the program. You guys bring up some great topics. The comparisons are absolutely real. You want to look back?
Man.
I mean, it's 12 or 20 years ago.
John, when did you move from Boston to Fort Lauderdale?
You're interrupting me, Rob. Sorry.
I'm asking you a question. Answer my question, and then you can keep going. When did you move from Boston to Fort Lauderdale?
25 years ago.
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to
okay.
know.
Hey, that's all right. You got a
valid
opinion.
Please don't interrupt
opinion.
Me till I'm
yeah,
finished.
Yeah, keep going.
Is that okay,
well,
Rob?
I mean, but go ahead. It's our
you
show.
Know,
but,
you please know, don't interrupt. I mean, you like to do that a lot.
John.
Hey, the
all right, John. All right, John. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Next time. Do
you
not try to dictate the Odd Couple show.
You can't somebody else's show, right,
exactly.
and tell them don't interrupt. We're going to let you finish.
Right.
We will let you finish, but you can't strong arm it. Hey, who you interrupt? No.
Exactly. When you do
I mean,
that,
come on, man.
Yeah. You're not going to be on. So
we're
going to
let you
support,
talk. We let everybody talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
Nothing much. How you doing, fellas? Welcome
Good,
back,
right.
man. I can see the comparisons. I'm not saying that Mac Jones is as good as Tom Brady. I mean, I
right.
love Alabama, and I personally thought that Bryce Young was going to start over him. I can see where the comparisons come from, just off the way that he plays and the way that he attacks the game. He's very cerebral, and he doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's really, really accurate, and he puts the ball where it needs to be.
I totally agree. I think you're right on the money. None of us are saying he's going to be as good as Tom. I mean, that would be ridiculous. But
right.
there are similarities, and you just pointed some of them out. I mean, it's just – I think it's undeniable. Good call.
Van in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Van?
Hi, how are you guys? It's good,
good
to
man.
Good.
Chris, I just love it to see how you make Rob speechless. And
hey.
Yes, the similarity is always the same. We always compare in different sports. We have to. That's the way it is. We always compare somebody from now to the future or whatever.
But how many times are we right with that, Van? Are we right most of the time or not?
Not always.
Okay.
Sometimes it's wrong.
I think that we always want to measure somebody with something, you know? We always want to make sure that everybody, you know, we want to measure pretty much it. We want something to talk about. We always want to search for the great one, the next one.
Right.
But at the same time, we also forget that Mac Jones is playing in the system of Bill Belichick. So I think anybody can maybe do better or just as good as Tom, but it won't be successful like Tom. We don't know. But it's good to compare, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
All right, Van. Right. Thanks
good
for the call,
Van.
Appreciate
Thank you.
You.
All right, a friend of the show is getting ready to shock the world this weekend, or he's certainly going to try. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. But first, Brian Finley. B. Finn, the loquacious. Rob G. Rob G. I want Rob G. to announce radio the announce this, Rob G. Because he making me look bad.
Yeah, I messed up the teleprompter on that one.
I'm like,
that was my bad.
I'm
but
Steve,
are you listening to the show, Steve? But are you listening to the show?
A lot of times I read the.
You just read what's in front of you. And
a lot of times,
like Charles Barkley.
I usually copy and paste the some of the formats from the tees from previous text messages.
I mean, I've been listening to Brian Steve DeSager. It's a Friday. I would never make that. I would look at that and still wouldn't read it.
You never make mistakes on reads.
Never.
My bad, Steve.
It wasn't even my mistake, Steve. Look at your boy.
It's all right.
Look at your boy in the next room.
I have been written out of the show like Chuck on Happy Days. He
exactly.
Just dribbled the basketball.
You were on at one point, right? And then all of a sudden, Chuck just disappeared from Happy Days.
Never to be
seen
again.
I like Chuck, too. Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
All right, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio
studios.
Steve,
I had nothing to do with
Rob
G,
come on here, because I want to talk to Rob G, Rob P. I'm done with all that. I'm not chastising you. Here's the thing. You're Mr. Laker, right? You're known around America as the Husky Laker fan.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing. You've seen me on TV. You've heard me on our show. I've been more optimistic on the Lakers than a lot of people. You know, I think Westbrook's learning how to play off the ball. I think they're playing surprisingly better together than I thought they would, you know, when he's been off the ball and so on and so forth. But here's the thing. And this even with LeBron, this has become a pattern where when you watch the Lakers – they look like everything's going well. Melo's hitting shots. Westbrook's fitting in. LeBron's doing his thing. You know, he's handling the ball sometimes. He's off the ball. Oh, AD's putting up numbers. And then you look up, and they're up by four. They're up by three. They're down by one against a mediocre team. I mean, obviously, they can't guard, and that's a big problem. But do you know what I'm talking about? Hasn't it? Because they're looking good offensively right now. But then you look at the score, and they're up by one against Boston. You hear where I'm coming from?
I mean, they got out to a really early lead, and then they decided to just mess around for the next quarter So it's not a big deal.
So that's the problem.
We're going to win the championship either way, so it's not I don't know why you're tripping.
No, are you so Rob G, you really not concerned?
Straight up homer.
They haven't had their full roster. They still don't have their full roster.
But this was happening before LeBron was hurt. That's all I'm saying. It's a pattern.
LeBron missed 10 games.
But if you mean to tell me that Westbrook and Anthony Davis can't beat some of these also Rams that they've been losing to?
They should, but they also have an entirely new roster.
No, but those two guys alone, Chris, shouldn't they be able to beat some of the teams
they lost to? You can't cherry pick the Lakers losing to the Oklahoma the way they did was no excuse.
There were two losses to them.
The defending champion Milwaukee Bucks are under 500. So why is no one talking about that?
We
never talk about the Bucks.
And like I said, I'm not dissing the Lakers. I'm just saying there's this pattern, and where it comes from is they have trouble defending.
Yeah, they gave up all of their defense the last 2 years for offense. That is true.
They can't younger, faster teams give them problems.
Yes.
And against Milwaukee, size gave them problems. And Milwaukee didn't even have Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, because they didn't have LeBron, and so it was AD
right.
and a bunch of
offense
short guys.
Offense is really not their problem. We've all talked about how's it going to work offensively. That's really not the issue.
No,
and I, and
they don't
I,
have,
you're right.
They don't
they
have
gotta play together
wing.
And get some time.
Yeah, they don't have anybody on the wing to defend.
And LeBron can't do it.
No.
He can do it in spurts,
yeah.
But that's about it. All right. Thank you, Rob G. We
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
And I'm sorry, all Steve, right. for what happened earlier. That's my bad.
Yeah, thank you. He made me look horrible. You know, just like you said, Rob, like I'm not even listening to the show.
Does he have a tease for the end of the show? Coming up after
I'm
the Odd Couple.
I'm making up my
own teases. JT the Brick will be on next. Is that the tease, Rob G?
He sabotaged me. He wants my spot. Look, I know he filled in for me once last week. He loved it. He's gotten a taste of the spotlight. He's been bitten by the fame bug, and he wants it. I know how.
So he's going to sabotage you.
Oh, yeah.
So that
I'm
Scott
gonna have to read these
and Don will be
like
Chris is like, he's not into the show.
Closely.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
This is my upset special.
And up next, we're talking Magic Bird. Who's going to win tonight? Up next, get Tom Brady and the Patriots up in Peyton Manning and the Colts.
Wow. Roger Clemens pitching tonight for the Yankees.
Right. All right, Rob, big fight this weekend. I mean, I don't know if you're into it. You're not into boxing anymore.
Not like I used to. I really, you know what? You know I used to cover boxing.
I know, I know.
There was just a period of boxing for me that really got bad, and I stopped watching it. And I hate to say this, but Mayweather and his style, Chris, turned me off to boxing as well. I used to watch the fights. I'm going to be honest. Am I crazy?
I agree with you. No, you're
okay.
not. For me, it wasn't just Mayweather. You
right,
know who else it was, and he was
cool.
A great champion? Bernard Hopkins.
Him too, see?
His fights were like, I mean, toward the end, they were dull. He was just kind of manhandling. You know, he was a roughhauser.
Right.
But, you know, not with punches. He
and
was
I'm
just
not saying I want guys to run out there and get with their chin, lead with their chin
right.
and get knocked
right.
out.
Right.
But can I get a little bit of action, Chris? Can I get... I just couldn't do it anymore.
No,
I'm telling you.
I totally understand. And I'm with you on Floyd. Like, Floyd said the other day, Rob, he talked about, to his credit, he gave Manny Pacquiao great props. He said he's one of the all-time greats, great fighter, blah, blah, blah. And he said, we didn't fight when we wanted to. And obviously, he was concerned about the, you know, drug where there was Pacquiao using PEDs.
Right.
And he said, but then when we did fight, we gave the world a great show. No, you didn't.
Thank you. No,
that
you
was
didn't.
A horrible, and I don't want to hear all these, oh, you're not into the sweet science. Oh, it was a performance.
What a tactician's. No,
yeah.
Right.
It was a square dance. All right? I mean, it was terrible. And to your point, Rob, a lot of Floyd's fights were like that. And I've always said this. If I had a son or a mentee or protege, somebody, even if myself, was going to be a boxer, I would say, do it like Floyd Mayweather. He's not going to be punch drunk. He didn't get beat up. He went undefeated. He made more money than any other fighter in history, I believe. I think that's true. And so he did it. He's an incredible businessman and an incredible boxer. And I would say that's how you should do it. But for action, for fans, no.
It just didn't. No. We used to have the fights on at the barbershop. We used to watch, Chris, at night. And we would go, and I stopped going. I was just like, I'm disappointed.
Like, what am I doing?
Right. Yeah, I was just disappointed. Like I just wanted a little more action. And it's not that I don't understand the fight game and you know, trying to preserve yourself and put yourself out there. I'm not saying you run out there and get your block knocked off because you got your hands down. You know what I
mean?
Right,
right.
And you're not defending yourself.
Right,
and all that. But it just got to the point where there wasn't enough action for me. And I had seen some great fights. I used to be in Vegas all the time. When I was at the Free Press, I was a columnist and I was the boxing writer. So I covered all the big fights, went to Vegas all the time. I was into it, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. And so the big fight is at the Mayweather's old weight, welterweight. Sean Porter, friend of the show. Sean's been on the show several times. Works with Fox on the boxing. Great guy. Really good guy. And I love to see him win. He is a great fighter, too. He's facing Terrence Crawford, who a lot of people, he's not the unanimous pound-for-pound champion. He's not even the pound-for-pound champion in people's eyes. But he's in the discussion. And he's undefeated. The knock on Crawford, Rob, is he hadn't really fought anybody. You know, but he did beat, he's fought a few. Kell Brook, who beat Edge Sean Porter. He knocked Brook out in the fourth round. He fought Amir Khan, who, yes, was moving up in weight. You know, he knocked him out in six. Jeff Horn, who I don't think was that good. They gave him the victory over Pacquiao. I thought Pacquiao beat him. But he knocked out Horn in the ninth. So he's fought a few people. But Sean Porter is, I would say, is going to be his toughest fight. Porter's never been stopped, Rob. He's lost some fight. He lost to Kell Brook. He lost to his just last fight with Errol Spence Jr. In a tough fight, a war. So this is going to be a great – I think most people, Rob, are watching this thinking Crawford's going to win. But they want to see him tested. And they think Porter, with his heart, with his strength, with his skill, will test Crawford. And that could bring out the best in him. So I think it'll be a good fight. I'm hanging out with my wife tomorrow. But, you know, in this, I don't know if you're like this. I got to bring up something that's funny but true. My wife and I, Rob, I can't tell you how many times in the last 4 or 5 years we've gone out and we'll look at each other and be like, we'll look at our watches and be like, it's only 8:15?
Right.
We feel like it's 11. To us, it feels like it's 11:30.
Well, because,
midnight.
Because of your schedule as well, because I get it. I mean, seriously, it's not, Chris, the time. It's about, like, what your day is starts so early.
You're up early. Okay. That makes
that
me
it
feel
feels,
better.
Feels later. No, I seriously. Because you wake up. Nobody wakes up as early as you do. And your wife is an early riser with
right.
being a doctor and all that. So I think it has more to do with that.
That's a good that. Thank you. That makes me feel good because I was just like, my goodness.
You feel old.
I'm
right.
getting old. You know, it's only 7:15. Golly. And so we'll go out. We'll do our thing. And then I probably will watch the fight. So I got Crawford. I hope Sean beats him because Sean is a great guy. And we love having him on the show.
Yes.
But I got Crawford. I'm going to say decision because I like Sean. But we'll see. All right, we got more iCouple coming your way. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Funky Flashback Friday. And it is funky up in here. All right, Rob, a lot of talk today on Twitter and the radio and social media, all this talk about the college football playoff being expanded to 12 games.
Not so fast.
Yeah, but it does seem like most media think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And there were some false reports out there and some corrections and
right.
some false corrections and some, you know, other corrections,
cause,
all that.
Because it was like it could happen next season, and that's just not possible.
Right.
The
earliest
deals.
It could happen, apparently, is 2024.
Right. So it's a couple right. years from now.
But you know this, Rob. I love the 12-game expansion. I wish it would happen next year. But I'll settle for 2024. But I love it. And here's why I say it, Rob. One, we've got so much parity in college football now that just to, you know, make it only four teams make the playoff, I just think it's unfair when there's so much parity. And, I mean, we got two undefeated teams. Well, three if you want to throw in, you know, University of Texas at San Antonio. Is that who they are? But you
why,
really
games
got
don't count?
Well, they count because they're ranked, what, 10th in the country or something like that. Right. They're moving, no, 15th in the country. But in a 12, to your point, I'm glad you said that, Rob. Their games don't. And Rob G, check that out. I'm just guessing. UTSA, University of Texas at San Antonio. I'm assuming that's what it is. Check that out. The Roadrunners. But anyway, when you go 12 deep, Rob, We can throw a UTSA in there. They deserve it. They're 10-0. They play Division I football. We can throw a Cincinnati. Cincinnati's number three. They're three AP. They're number five in the college football playoff rankings, meaning if everybody thinks stays, you know, according to plan, Cincinnati won't make it. And if Michigan State or Michigan beats Ohio State, Rob, which is number four, they're going to jump Cincinnati. They're working this thing out so Cincinnati doesn't get in the top four playoff because they don't play, you know, nearly as tough a schedule. And I get that. My point is this. If you go to 12, you can throw a Cincinnati in there. You can throw a University of Texas at San Antonio, who's number 22 in the playoff rankings, in there.
Yeah, but the only problem,
my point.
The only problem is, even in the four-team setup, it's been monopolized by a couple of schools. There have been a lot of lopsided losses, even in those four teams. So you're right. You could throw more people in. That doesn't mean it's going to be more competitive and different teams are going to win. So I don't know. So if you put a Cincinnati and what is it, Texas at San Antonio in there, Chris, and they get annihilated 61-6, is that really where you want to take it? And do you want to make your regular season like null and void, that you could lose two or three games in college football and it won't hurt you? That's the problem that I have with expanding it and putting in teams that really, when it comes down to that big game, can't win those. So what is the purpose of doing that? And I'm not saying that once in a blue moon something's going to happen. It's like the 1 versus 16 in the college basketball, or the 64 teams. And still, Chris, like 25, 40 years later, a mid-major still hasn't won a championship. Still.
Yeah, but they've been in the finals.
They still haven't won,
They've been
though.
In the final game. That's a lot for a mid-major, though. You don't get the best players. You don't get, you know, the best recruiting
but
advantages.
But you would think that the sun would align, the stars and the planet, and one day one team would just be on their best game and they would just beat one of those juggernauts.
The other thing, though, is this, though, Rob. I'm not – and this isn't maybe an aberration here. Maybe. Maybe it'll continue. But I'm not just talking about for a Cincinnati or a Texas San Antonio. I'm talking about even a Michigan State. Michigan State has had a good enough season. Michigan, Notre Dame, where they deserve a shot. I don't think they're that far behind an Alabama, which has already lost a game this year, an Oregon. So I just think that, and the regular season isn't what it used to be anyway, where if you lost one or two games, you're done, or one game. Like, the regular season in college football, Rob, is minimized anyway because so many people are now in the NFL so much more. So I think it'll help college football. I'm excited. I can't wait. Keep it locked.